Okay, today's daf is Kinim Daf Chav Gimel. We left off at the top of Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. We are beginning and learning the entirety, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, the second parak of Maseches Kinim today. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we thank them again. We thank Dr. Lander again very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding at the beginning of the second parak, and the parak is going to discuss the halachos of kinim stumos umefurashos, both kinim stumos and kinim umefurashos, that some of the birds fly into other kinim or into groups of chataos and olos, either from them or to them. And in the end of the parak, we'll also discuss other halachos about bringing kinim. But it's going to be a lot of the figuring out all the math when one bird flies from one to the next and then another one flies back. So this is like the heart of Misach. So says the Mishnah Aleph, Kan Stuma. If you have a Kan that's what we defined yesterday, Kan Stuma, that you haven't yet determined which one is the Chatos and which one is the Ola, and at any point the Kohen could bring whichever one he wants as the Chatos, and that will be Koveya, the other one as the Ola. So if you have a Kan Stuma, so they do not yet have a designation. Sheparach Mimena Gozala Avir, that one of the birds just flies away, he's just gone, he disappears. So it's not, we don't have to deal with the bird that left. All we have to deal with is the bird that remains. The bird that left is not going to be brought as a korban. Osha parach lebein hamesos, or the bird that left flies amongst chataos hamesos, like a chata shemesu ba'aleha, or a chata shemeschapra ba'aleha ba'acheres, where the halacha is that which remains is gonna die. So this bird flew into a group of chataos that have to be left to die anyway. So this bird is not going to be brought as a karban. Or if you have, let's say, chatos that are mixed with karbanos ola, where the halacha is, we learned yesterday in Mishnah Beis in Parak Aleph, that it's left to die because it's never batal. We said that a bird can never become batal, and a chatos gets eaten, an ola doesn't get eaten. You wouldn't, the ola sa'ov goes lamala michotasik, or the chatos of lamata. So if there's any tarovis of chatos and olos, you're not able to do anything. So bottom line is, we're describing a case where a bird flies out of a kanstuma, and wherever it went to, we're not going to have to worry about it because it's not going to be used as a carbon anyway. Wherever it went to, it's just going to die or disappear. Oh, shemesach man, or one of the birds of your kanstuma just dies. So again, that's a third case where you don't have to worry about the one that's not here. The only thing we have to worry about is the one that is here. So the halacha is yikach zug l'sheni. So that's a very simple halacha. That's a very straightforward halacha. Come up with a new partner for the one that remains, so that you can have a regular kan. We don't say that since these two birds were once designated as a kan, that you can't now partner it up with someone else. That's what the Rosh says is the chiddush of this line of the Mishnah. That you might have thought that once they become a unit, a pair, so then when one disappears, you can't come up with a new shidduch for the remaining one. No, there's no such din that it's a permanent kan. The Baal Amor writes that in a case where it flies out to nowhere and where it just disappears, where it's not amongst chatos and mesos, it didn't just drop dead, it just disappeared, so it could be anywhere out in the wild, the chiddush of this line of the Mishnah is much greater, because you might have thought that we should be concerned that wherever it is, it's being brought as a korban chatas, and once it's being brought as a korban chatas, then it's koveya the remaining one as an ola, and now I don't know what to do because maybe I'm going to be bringing the remaining one as a chatas, or maybe they bring it as an ola, and the remaining one is really a chatas, and now I might bring it as an ola. So that's the chiddush. You don't have to worry that a random bird that just disappears into the wild, that bird is going to dafka be caught and used as a karban. So that's the additional chiddush specifically in that case. But the first halacha is a very straightforward halacha. One of the two birds in the kanstuma disappears, so the halacha is find a new bird, find a new partner for the remaining one, provided that the case is that the place it disappears to, it's at a little or no risk of being used as a karban. But what if parach lebein hakrevos? What if it gets a little more complicated? The bird that flew away flew amongst birds that are going to be brought as a korban, but now we don't know which one it is. So pasul, that bird is pasul. You can't be makrevit in the tarovas that it flew to. It does not mean that it's mamish pasul akrava, because then the whole tarovas would be pasul akrava. What it means is that the number of birds in the tarovas go down. You can't bring all of them, and you have to leave one over not to be makriv. That's all it means. That it's puzzle in the sense that if, let's say, it flew into a taroves of six birds, so now there are seven, so you can't bring seven. You got to leave one out. Uposel echad keneged, but it also passels one of the birds from where it flew from the group that it flew from, because shagozal apareach, a bird that flies from kingdom to from one khan to another khan, and it gets mixed in, and we don't know which one it is passel uposel echad kenegdo. The halacha is that it's passel wherever it ends up, and it passels one from where it came from, because when a gozel goes from one from kinim stumos to other kinim stumos, you can't be makriv all of the gozlim in those kinim stumos, because the one that it flew from, you makriv everything. The one that it flew from, you makriv everything except for one, and the one that the one that it flew to. That you mark of everything except for one, and the one that it flew from also, right, mark of everything except for one. And exactly why this din is true, we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos. But that's the din, that it loses one on the way out, and it from the one that it came from, and it and the one that came to can't bring all of meaning if one bird flies into a group of four, and now there are five in that group, you can only bring four of them. You can't bring five, so it doesn't really go down one. It's just that the new one that's brought in doesn't add to the number of birds that you're allowed to bring. We did not yet explain why that's the case. The Mishnayos are about to explain why that's the case, but that's the halacha. So two straightforward halachas. Halacha number one in this Mishnah is that if a bird just disappears, find the shidduch for the one that remains. And halacha number two is that if a bird goes from one group to another group, so you're down one, you subtract an additional bird from the first group that it came from. So if you started with four in the original group and one flew away, so you think I have three left? No, you don't. You only have two that you're allowed to bring, because you take an additional one out, and it flew into a group that originally had four. Now it has five. You can only bring four from the group that it flew into. So that's we didn't explain why, but that's the basic halacha. So now we're going to explain the din that we just learned. So we said that a gozel that flies from kinim stumos to other kinim stumos, it's pasul and it's posel echad kenegdo. So ketzad shtei nashim, you have two women who are chayavos kinim. One of them, chatos and nola lezo shtei kinim. And this woman has two kinim stumos, meaning she has four birds that she's got to bring, two as a chatos, two as an ola. Lezo shtei kinim, and the other woman has two sets of birds. Four total birds, two that she's going to bring as chatos, two that she's going to bring an ola. So parach mezul lezo. If one bird flies from the kinim of one woman to the kinim of the other woman, so now instead of having four and four, you have three and five, because one bird flew away from Sarah's and went to Rivka's. So Sarah only has three, and Rivka now has five. Posel echad b'halichaso, it passels one khan when it goes out, meaning from the two kinim that it flew from, you can only bring one khan, and from the kinim that it flew to, you can only bring the number that you had before this new bird introduced itself into the mix, which means two kinim, you can bring four birds, and in Rivka's group. And the fifth bird, you're not going to be able to be makriv. Now, the reason for this din is that since the gozal flew to other kinim, and we don't know which one it is, and it could be that wherever it is, it's going to be brought as a carbon chatas, or it could be that it's going to be brought as a carbon ola. We have no idea what it's going to be, or may not be brought at all, right? Because let's say it flies to a group of four, and now there are five in that second group, and four of those five are going to be brought. One of them might be the one, the new one that was just introduced, that was really from the first woman's Kan, but it could be brought as a Chatas, it could be brought as an Ola. So from the group that it came from, you have to make sure that you're not messing up the numbers. If you were to bring two Chataos from the group that it came from, well, maybe the one that flew away is also being brought as a Chatas. Now it's going to be three Chatos out of the four birds, and that's no good. And if you're going to bring two Olos from the group that it came from, maybe it's being brought as an Ola wherever it landed, and then you can have three Olos in the group that it went to, and that's no good. So that's why the halacha is you have to subtract another one. You have to just bring one Chatos, one Ola, because that you know you're safe. Whatever's happening with that bird that went to the other Khan, whether it's a Chatos or an Ola, you're not doing anything wrong if it goes there. So that's the halacha. Now, as far as where it flew to, you can't bring the whole tarovis, because if you do three chatos and two olos, let's say, what are you going to do in the group that it flew to? That the second woman's birds, she had four, and it's supposed to be two chatos, two olos, and now a fifth bird introduced itself. So you can't bring all five birds, because what are you going to do? You're going to have an uneven number, right? So you're going to bring three chatos and two olos, or three olos and two chatos. But maybe all three of the chatos that you're bringing are from the second woman's group. And then in her original four birds, three of them are going to be a chatas, and only one's going to be an ola. So you can't do that. You can't take that risk. So you only bring four of those birds, two chatos, two olos, and therefore there is no risk. So that explains the halacha that we just said at the end of the previous Mishnah, and that we just illustrated at the beginning of this Mishnah. So because from the kinim that it flew from, you're going to be losing one extra bird, the hakrava, and you're only going to bring one kan, and the kinim that it flew to, you're only going to bring the original number. So b'sach hakol, from all the four kinim that we started with, you're only going to be makriv three, right? That's what it means that the Mishnah's postal gozel that the gozel that flies is postal a kan b'halichaso, because by traveling from one to the other you lose out on a total of two birds, because the kan that it went to still has the same number of birds brought that it would have had nothing happened, and the kan that it came from loses two birds, one because one disappeared, one flew away, and another one that gets disqualified. So you lose an entire kan. Now, chazar posel echad b'chazirasa. Now it gets a little more complicated. Let's say you had Sarah had four birds and Rivka had four birds. One bird flies from Sarah's to Rivka, so now it's three and five. And then a bird flies back from Rivka's to Sarah's, but we don't know if it's the same bird. It might have been a different bird that flew back. So when one flies back from the five to the three, and now you have four in each group again, like you had originally, but the problem is you don't know if it's the same one that flew back, so it's posalecha b'chazirasa. From the kinim that it flew from, now you're only able to bring one kan. And aside from that, from the kinim that it flew to, you're still only able to bring one kan, meaning the same halacha still applies. So from the group that this new bird came from, it loses the bird. So aside from the bird that flew away from it, another bird is disqualified. So it started with five, right? So now, well, it started with four, then became five, but of those five, only four of them were allowed to be brought. And then another one flew away, so that's only three of them are allowed to be brought. But because one flew away, it disqualified another one. So now only two of them are allowed to be brought. The kan that it flew to now has four, but only two of those four are allowed to be brought, because when a new bird flies itself into your group, yet you say, I can't bring it. You can't identify it, but that one of these birds I'm not going to bring. And you already had disqualified another bird in this group, so now you're left with only two birds to bring from each group. So it's just an application of the same halacha over again. And that's really what the whole parak is just going to apply, this halacha. That when a bird flies away, cut out another one. You disqualify another one. When a bird flies to this group, so that you don't increase the number of birds that you're makrif when a bird flies to this group. So now, parach v'chazar, if a bird flies from this kan to that kan, and then it goes back, another bird cut, or the same, we don't know, flies back, and then it keeps going back and forth. Lo hifsid klum, you don't lose any more. Shafilu hein mu'uravos ein pachas mishtayim. Even if you had four kinim that stumos that were all totally mixed in, you're still going to bring shtei kinim because a chavish and a sarva b'chava is mechsa kasher mechsa pasul. And since all four kinim are mixed together, two belong to each person. The two kinim are going to still be kasher. So in all of these cases where you only bring some of the kinim and some you don't bring, whatever is definitely not karav for one woman, she's going to have to bring replacements. And whatever is a suffik, if it was karav la or karav l'chaverta, so then they have to bring replacements b'shutfus and make a tanai. That if you were covered previously, then this new replacement should cover me. And if you were not covered previously, then this new replacement should cover you. So, okay, so that's that halacha. Now the Mishnah tells us another application, and again, it's not really more complicated, it's just the Mishnah applying the same halacha in a more extreme case, but it's not really a more complicated halacha. The halacha is still as straightforward as it was. So the Mishnah discusses, again, this idea that a gozel will pasul echad bahalichaso and echad b'chaziraso, that it's going to passel one when it leaves, one additional one when it leaves, and even when it comes back, it's not going to increase the number of birds that you're able to bring from that group. So what happens if lezu achas, they have woman one has one group of birds, which means two birds, one kan, two birds. Ulezu shtayim, and the second woman has two groups of birds, which means four birds. Ulezu shalosh, and the third woman has three groups of birds. Ulezu arba, ulezu chamesh, you're getting the idea? Ulezu sheish, ulezu sheva, right? So it has, so seven women, each of them have a corresponding number of kinim, which means 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 birds, respectively. And then, parach mer minarishona lishnia, a bird goes from group 1 to group 2. So now, at this point, group 1 only has one bird, group 2 has five birds, right? Because it started as 2 and 4. Good. And then, the ulishlishis, then a bird flew from group 2, which now had 5, to group 3. So now group 2 is back down to 4, but group 3, which had 6, is now up to 7, right? And it keeps going. And then, Ulurevias, from the third one, it goes to the fourth, Ulurechamishas, but again, we don't know that it's the same bird, just a bird goes from one to the other, just hops from one to the next, Ulurechishas, Ulurechvias, and then, Vechazar, and then a bird keeps going back. So everyone ends up with the same number, but we don't know what happened, which bird went where, from which one, which bird is the new one and which bird disappeared. So from the seventh came to the sixth, and from the sixth to the fifth, and the fifth to the fourth, v'chulei. So everyone's back to the same number, so we don't know what's what. So posel echad b'chaziraso v'echad b'chaziraso. So the halacha is going to be, just to apply the halacha, wherever a bird came from, you disqualify another bird, and wherever a bird came to, you don't add another bird. So we just follow the basic halacha. So it would turn out if let's say you had three kinim and one gozel flies into someone else's birds, so you only bring two kinim from your original three, and one bird you're not going to be makriv, because if you're makriv as an ola, the gozel that was parach would be hukva as a chatas, and we have to be choshesh, and maybe he's being brought as an ola somewhere else. And if you're makriv as a chatas, then it would be the gozel that was parach would be hukva as an ola, and we have to be choshesh, maybe he's being brought as a chatas. And you also can't be makriv all the gozlim in the place that it went to, because if you don't know which one is the new one that flew in, so you might be makriv the wrong number, too many chataos from your original group. So the same halachas. And therefore, it turns out, harishona vashniya inlem klub, in this case with the seven, the first group has nothing left, and the second group has nothing left. Why? Why is that the case? Well, the first group has nothing left. That's right away. The second, a bird flew from the first group, only had two birds and only had one kan. So the second, one bird flew out. So you disqualify the remaining one. So it's got nothing left right away. Right? The second group is going to have nothing left, because when the second group started with four birds, but a bird flew into it. Okay, that didn't affect the four, but then flew out of it into the third, so that knocks out another bird. And then on the way back, a bird flew out of it again. So therefore, there's nothing left in the second group because it lost its extra bird each time something flew out of it. So it was only on the return trip that the second group lost the ability to have any birds. Hashlishis yesh la'achas. The third group still has one set of kinim that can be brought, because even though it lost two sets, one on the way out each time, but it started with three sets, so it still has a third set of kinim that can be brought. Harviyas yesh l'shtayim, and the fourth group, because there were four sets, so, and again, you only lose two sets, one in each direction, so there are two remaining. Hachamishas yesh l'shalosh, hashishas yesh l'arba, hashviyas yesh l'shesh. Everyone is down two except for the seventh one, because the seventh one only had a bird fly out of it once, because there was no eighth one. So a bird flew into it. Okay, good. So now there were 15 birds there, 14 of which you're able to bring, but then a bird flew out, and that's where you post a lechad kenegdo. So that's where we say that there are only six, there are only 12 more that you're able to bring. Only six sets left that you're able to bring, but every other grouping is down two, except for the seventh one, which is only down one. Now, when a bird flies from one to the next, and the place that it flies to doesn't have anything that you could be makriv, like for example, when it flies from the second one to the first one. Right, so the first one already has nothing that you can be makriv. The first one, you know, you're already not going to be able to bring anything from the first one, or goes from the third one to the second one. So really, the halacha should have been, meaning with the second one, we also said since birds flew out of it twice, there's nothing left, right? So really, the halacha should have been that the place that it was parach from shouldn't lose anything when it's flying to somewhere that you can't be makriv anyway. Because remember, we had two halachos at the beginning of the Mishnah. Halacha number in the Mishnah Aleph. Halacha number one was if a bird just disappears and you know that it's not going to be brought as a carbon wherever it went to, well then it doesn't affect the other bird. The other bird can still be brought. You just need to find a new partner for it. And then we said, but if it disappears into a place where it might be brought as a carbon because it's in another group where it might be brought as a carbon, that's where you have to subtract another one from where it came from. Well, over here in this case, if a bird flies from number two to number one, well, number one already is not going to be brought as a carbon. Nothing there is going to be brought as a carbon. Or from number three to number two, it's already not going to be brought as a carbon. So maybe that shouldn't disqualify an additional bird in number two. And the truth is, it shouldn't. That's all a din mitrabana. The fact that it does is because since we're dealing with kinim that were originally kinim stumos, and usually in the case of kinim stumos, when a bird leaves, it disqualifies one of the remaining ones. So it's a din mitrabana that even when you're not going to bring it as a carbon wherever it went to, we just automatically disqualify it. So that happens to be a din mitrabana. And then the Mishnah says, let's make it a little more complicated, but not really. Parach v'chazar, it keeps going from one to the other, and another one keeps coming back. So then post lechabach balichaso v'echad v'chaziraso. So again, each time that happens, each time a bird goes from one to two to three to four to five and back. So now another set is going to be lost every time a bird flies out of your group. So we already had nothing left from groups one and two, right? Group three still had one con left, but now a bird flies from group three to group four. So now you're going to knock out that one, and from group four to group five, and then back from group four to group three. So shlishis v'raviyas in them clubs. That's going to leave nothing for the shlishis and the raviyas, because for the reasons we just explained, that any time a bird flies out, you lose another con, and group four now had two more flyouts, one on the way up in numbers and one on the way down in numbers. Hachamishis yesh la'achas, and the fifth one, which started with five, now is only one left because it had four different incidents of a bird flying out. Hashishis yesh la'shtayim, and the sixth has two left because again it had four different incidents of a bird flying out. But hashviyas Yesh l'chamesh. The seventh group only had two incidents of a bird flying out, so it actually has five left because it was at the end of the line and it only flew out on the way down in numbers, not on the way up in numbers. There was no eighth, so that's gonna it's still gonna have five left. So that's again, all this is self evident. Once you have the one basic rule, everything is obvious. And then parach v'chazer, let's say it happens again, that another bird goes from group 1 to group 2 to group 3, up the list and down the list, and then that wipes out number 5 and 6, and then the 7th one is just down to 4. So, and now in this case also, the 7th one really shouldn't be down to anything. It shouldn't be down to 4, it should stay at 5. Why? Because the whole svara that it goes down a number when it loses a bird is because that bird might be brought as a carbon wherever it is, and that's why I have to worry about what's left behind. But over here, where chamishas and shishas are gone now, nothing in chamishas and shishas is going to be brought as a carbon, so when a bird flies from 7 to 6, I shouldn't have to worry at all. It's not going to be brought as a carbon. But this is part of that same din mitrabanan that we mentioned before, that even though it's flying out of it's flying into a group that's not going to be brought at all as a carbon, when it's birds flying from kinim stumos to other kinim stumos, we just always apply this rule that if a bird flies out, you're down one additional bird from the group that it flew from. Good. The Yesh Omrim Hashriyus Lov Sidaklum. But some say that last Pricha from the 7th one does not put the 7th one down at all, because we don't make a Gzeira when all of the other ones are not going to be brought. So therefore, you could still bring 5 Kinim from that 7th group. And from those kinim, two are definitely ola, and the three others are besafek whether they're olos or chatos, or mixas olos or mixas chatos, or from the kinim of other women, and that's why you have to deal with it, as we said, that whenever you have a suffek as to who it counts for, right? What did it count for, this woman or that woman? So you always bring ala suffek. You always bring to beshutvos. They bring together. And they make it tonight. V'im parach min ha-mesel sekulon, hare kulon yumusu. If a bird flies from the kinim ha-mesos to any of these kinim that have chatos, let's say a bird flies from a kan of a chatos shemesu ba'alehen, where the halacha is that these birds are supposed to die, so now whatever it flew into, all of those birds have to die. There is no bittul, and you can't be makriv anything from the tarofis. That's really an independent halacha, that whenever you have chatos hamesos, or any bird that's supposed to die, in the schapu bale and bacheres, whatever the case of chatos hamesos is, then the halacha is wherever it flew to, they're all going to have to die. Okay, now Mishnah Dalit. Kan stuma v'kan mufreshes. So up until now we've been discussing if a bird flies from a kan stuma to another kan stuma. What if a bird flies from a kan stuma to a kan mufreshes? Kan mufreshes means you've already determined which one is the chatas and which one is the ola. So let's say you have a kan stuma and a kan mufreshes. Parach mina stuma l'mufreshes. And a bird flies from the kan stuma to the mufreshes. So now the mufreshes is all messed up because you don't know which one is the ola, which one is the chatas, and which one is the new one that was just introduced into the mix. So yikach zug l'shem. You should take an additional bird as a partner for the second one that's left in the Kanstuma, and the Gozlim in the Mufreshes that are all going to have to die, because you can't be makrav any of them as an Ola or a Chatas, because it might be the other one, meaning one of these has already been determined to be an Ola. So any one that I'm going to bring as a Chatas might be the one that's already determined to be an Ola. One of them has already been determined to be a Chatas. Anything that I bring as an Ola might be the one that was supposed to be the Chatas. So the Kan Stuma that lost a bird, just find it a new partner. And the Kan Mufreshes that just gained a bird, lost everything, because it was already Mufreshes. So now, and because it lost everything, because you're not going to bring any of these birds, that's why you're allowed to bring a partner for the first one, because that's rule number one, that if a bird just disappears to a place where it's not going to be brought as a carbon, so then you can bring a partner for it. Chazar o Shaparach Minam Mufreshes Rishon, if either the bird flies back, or stop, the bird just went from the mefreshes to the, there was no maisa that it went from the stuma to the mefreshes. It just went from the mefreshes to the stuma, and that's it. And in both of these cases, we don't know which bird is in the kan stuma has come from mefreshes. Then are a kulanimus. So then there's nothing you can do. They all have to die because we don't know what's what. You can't bring anything as anything because in the kan mefreshes, you don't know which bird is left. Is it the ola or is it the chatas? And in the kan stuma, any bird you take that you try to bring as an ola might be the one that was already designated as a chatas when it was in the mefreshes. And any bird you try to bring as a chatas might be the one that was already designated as an ola. So then they're just all going to have to die. There's not going to be anything that you're able to do with it. Good. Mishnah Hey. So now the halacha of birds flying amongst mefurashim and kinim stumos. So let's see. You have chatos mikan, the ola mikan. So this is a simpler case. You have birds that are designated as a chatos on your right side, and birds that are designated as an ola on your left side. So you know what everything is. The stuma ba'emsa, and right in the middle you have a kan stuma. So you have two birds that you could determine whatever that you want them to be. One of them will be a chatos, one of them will be an ola, and then you see uparach mina emsa. Let's start in. One bird from the middle goes to the right side, and one bird from the middle goes to the left side. So echad helach ve'echad helach. So that's pretty easy. Lo hifsid klum. You lose nothing. Because if you had all the chatos on your right side, and one bird that could be anything, you can make it whatever you want it to be, flies into that group, good, so make it a chatos. And one bird that could be anything flew into the ola group, good, so make it an ola. And sholom alishol, everyone's happy. Eliyomar, but a person says, zesh shahalach etzel chatos, chatos, v'zesh shahalach etzel olos, ola. And just very simply, as long as you now determine that the bird that flew from the middle to the chatos becomes a chatos, and the bird that flew from the middle to the olos becomes an ola, that way you solve the whole problem. You don't have any issues. So there's no tarovas anymore. Chazar, but now if a bird flies back from the group of chatos into the middle, and a bird flies back from the group of olos into the middle, lemtza, chazal lemtza, and you don't know among these middle birds which one is the chatos and which one is the ola, so I'm saying yemusu. So that's a very straightforward halacha as well that we learned about already yesterday, that if you have a suffix, whether it's a chatos or an ola, you have a tarovis of chatos and olos, they have to die. You don't know whether to put the blood l'malam michot tesikra, l'matam michot tesikra. You don't know whether it could be nechal or not nechal, so it has to die. Elu yikruv chatos ve'elu yikruv olos, but the tzadim are still okay, meaning on the right side they're still all chatos, right? That there was no doubt, because when the bird flew from the middle to the right, that became a chatos, and they were all chatos. A bird flew back, okay, but whatever's left is still chatos, so that's still fine. So I'm going to say elu yikruv chatos ve'elu yikruv olos. Chazar osha parach min emtzel tzadin. If the kan came back or flew, meaning a bird came back from the middle back to each side, now harei kula nimusu. Now they all have to die. Because I don't know that the chatos went back to the group of chatos and the ola went back to the group of olos. It could be that the chatos joined the group of olos and the ola joined the group of chatos, and now I have a tarovis of chatos and olos. And that's the halacha when you have a tarovis of chatos and olos, is that they all have to die. Okay. Ein mavi in Torin k'neged b'neyona. It's just a general halacha. When you bring karbanos, when you bring a kan, ein mavi in Torin k'neged b'neyona, v'lo b'neyona k'neged Torin. A person's chayv to bring a kan, either bring shnei Torim or shnei b'neyona. You don't mix and match. You don't bring one tor and one b'neyona. The medrash derives this from the pasuk. Pasuk says in Vayikra Perakei, Vehevi shtei sorim o shnei b'neyona l'Hashem echad l'chatos ve'echad l'ola. So it's got to be shnayim me'elu or shnayim me'elu, but not echad mimin zeh ve'echad mimin zeh. That's what the Mefarish points out, and the Rosh points out as well. Ketzad, so how does this play out? Ha'isha shevi'a chatasa tar va'olasa b'neyona, if a woman was chayiv to bring a kan, which means one chatas and one ola, as she's a yoledis, for example, and she brings a tor as a chatas, and she brings a benyona as an ola, so tichpal v'tavi ola sator. She's got to re-bring her ola as a tor, because she's got to bring shnei torim. She can't just mix and match. Ola sator v'chatas a benyona, if she brought her ola as a tor and a chatas as a benyona, so tichpal v'tavi ola sa benyona. Now she's got to bring the ola as a benyona, meaning what's koveya, the real chiyuv, is the chatas. So whatever she brought as the chatas, she needs to bring an ola to match whatever she brought as a chatas. But Benazi Omer, holchanach harishon. Benazi says, no, whatever she brought first is koveya, the min that she's supposed to bring. And if she brought the ola first, so then she's going to have to bring a chatas to conform to the ola, because the same min that she brought the first carbon from is going to be the min that she has to bring the second carbon from. The Ravid writes, because the Rishon is the Iker b'kol makom, that and he says that that Benazai learns this din from what it says by Yoledes, v'lacha shtei sor moshnei b'nei yona, echel yola v'echel l'chatas. From the fact that the Torah says ola before chatas, we learn that if the ola was first, then the chatas is holecha chareha. So it's not always that the chatas is a koveya. Most of the time, the chatas is first. But if you have a case where the ola was first, so then the ola is the koveya. Now the Mishnah tells us the din of karbanos ha'of that die, that the person who's chayiv in that karban dies. If a woman brings her chatas and then she dies and she has not yet brought her ola, yaviu yarshin olasa. Her yarshim have to bring her carbon ola, because an ola is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that can come la'achar misa. It's not meant to achieve any sort of kapara. There is a machlokas amoraim if we're talking about where she was already mafresh the ola b'chayeha, or even if she wasn't mafresh, they still have to bring her ola from her nechasim. Shitas Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is that the Mishnah's only when she was mafresh the ola b'chayeha, then the yarshim have to take care of it. Because if she were not mafresh it, there's no chiyuv on the, there's no shibin nechasim on the ola. Because min haTorah, the chiyuv that the person has is not going to create a shibud on shibud alav daraisa. It's not going to create a shibud on the nechasim. Whereas Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan holds that even if she was not mafresh the ola b'chayeha, they should still bring from her nechasim, because shibud daraisa. That's the end. The Rambam paskins like that second shita. So that's the general machlokas amoraim. But a woman dies and she had a carbon ola that was left to be brought. Certainly, if it was already designated, so then the yorshim have to bring it. Olasa umesa. But what if the woman brought the carbon ola, but she has not yet brought her carbon chatas, and she dies? Lo yaviu yorshim chatasa. The yorshim do not have to bring the chatas, because ein kapar lemesim. The Rosh points out in the makar of that din is halacha l'moshe misinai, that a chatas shemesu ba'aleha is tamus. So there's a big discussion in halacha about this. We have a couple of minutes. Yes, so a big discussion in halacha that relates to this. What happens if a person gives a neder l'tzedakah and then he dies? Do the yarshim have to pay up that neder l'tzedakah? The Rama paskins in Choshem Mishpat, Simration and Beis, Sif Beis, someone who's nishba or nadar, litein l'ploni kach v'kach, and then he dies and he hasn't yet given l'ploni kach v'kach, so the yarshim are pater and it's not even a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. So Rabbi Kiviger says, well, what's the difference between that and a woman who's chayiv in ola, that the yarshim are chayiv to bring the carbon ola? So he suggests that the Rama is l'shitaso, because the Rama paskins that someone who's makdish l'tzedakah shtar chov, the hektish nachal miyad, it needs ksiva umesira. So you say that by tzedakah you don't say that amira is mechayiv him midin amirasa l'gva k'misirasa l'hediot, and therefore so a person takes a neder and says etei la'aniyim, he's not chayiv to give, and it's not considered that he's mechayiv in the kinyan, and he only has a chiyuv to keep his word, like any chiyuv to keep your shvua. So the yarshim are chayiv to keep the father's word. It's the guy's chiyuv to keep his own word. So that's how Rabbi Kiviger understands that Rama. The Beis Yosef in Avkas Rochel writes that a person who takes a neder to give to tzedakah while he's alive and then he dies, that the yarshim are chayiv to give the tzedakah that the father committed to. And the Rama in a tshuva disagrees with the Beis Yosef, and he says the chiyuv is the neder is a chiyuv al gufo shel hanoder, like any other mitzvah that is mechuyev to be mekayim. And once he dies, kivin shemeis adam, the Gemara Nida tells us nasa chavshim in the mitzvahs, he's potter from any mitzvahs, including that mitzvah. And his children don't have to do the father's mitzvahs. There's no chiyuv mamon; it's not a shibud on the mamon. So this is a fundamental machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Rama, whether the children have to keep the father's commitments to tzedakah. So we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up with the third parak tomorrow.